91.3 KXCI Tucson, this is Thesis Thursday. This is a show where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the radio station. We sit and we talk a little bit about what they're working on in school. I ask them about their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Aubrielle Egron. Hi, Aubrielle.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Are you doing lab work? Are you with UBURP?
Well, I'm presenting at the UBURP conference in January with my research that I've been doing this semester in Dr. Anna Dornhaus's lab. I work in her lab, which is a social insect lab. So she studies ants and bees, actually.
Wow.
And it's kind of interesting because I'm a math and computer science major studying in an ecology and evolutionary biology lab. Dr. Dornhaus is great at letting me kind of be creative in what I'm researching, and I am using my math and computer science skills to study something biology related. I'm modeling ants. So I'm programming ants and doing statistical analysis on all the results that I get from my program that I've created over the semester.
Wow, that's so cool.
I actually worked in her lab in high school for a little bit through the KEYS program here in Tucson called Keep Engaging Youth in Science. After my junior year of high school, I worked in her lab for 7 weeks. What really fascinated me was when everything was done and I could do the statistical analysis and figure out what things meant. That was what was super interesting to me, and that was what I wanted to keep on doing.
What kinds of things are you finding?
Ants, when they're in a colony, they have different tasks that they have to do. They have to take care of the brood, which are the young ants. They have to do undertaking, which is getting rid of dead ants and foraging for food and clearing debris. What I wanted to see was what different mechanisms would be most efficient for different numbers of ants in a colony. Because the kind of ants that we work with, Temnothorax rugatulus ants, which are found up in Mount Lemmon, their colony size varies really greatly from anywhere from like 10 to 12 ants to 100.
Oh, wow.
I wanted to see how they would vary in efficiency from small colony sizes to large colony sizes. The two mechanisms that I looked at are called foraging for work and response thresholds. And the foraging for work mechanism, if the ant encounters a task, it works on it. It works on what it sees until it's done. But in the response thresholds, there's different types of tasks. And depending on the type of task, an ant has a certain threshold. So if you think of it in terms of a real ant, it would be that this ant prefers to move debris. It's only going to help out a brood, a baby ant, if it's dying. But if it encounters any debris, it'll move it. So essentially, if you have a company of 4 people, you don't want to have 1 person for each job. You want to have, hopefully, a few people that can do all different kinds of jobs.
You want Renaissance ants.
Yes. In a larger system with more individuals, you want more specialized workers.
Uh-huh.
So I was seeing if that was truly more efficient, if the literature that predicted that would hold up. And from what I'm finding so far, it does. There's a very significant difference in the efficiency of the foraging for work strategy, the more jack-of-all-trades ants, they're much more efficient for small colony sizes versus for large colony sizes, where the ants with different thresholds seem to perform better.
It's interesting to think about what we would be able to learn from the ants.
Yes. A lot of people think that something may be fascinating because of how complex it is, but I think that ants are fascinating because of how simple they are.
Keep it simple.
Yeah.
You're a freshman,
yeah.
So you got plenty of time to think about this next one.
Yes.
What are your plans for the future?
I'm really interested in the statistical analysis of biological research. I plan to go to grad school for math. I don't know what I'll end up doing. I'm very open to the possibility of change.
Yeah. The future is unwritten, said Joe
yes.
Strummer.
Yes.
What about music?
I listen to a lot of country, like pop country. I also listen to a lot of classic rock. I love AC/DC, Eagles, and Bob Seger, and just a really eclectic music.
You're going to be talking at some conference.
Yes, I'm going to be presenting at the UBURP conference here at the University of Arizona, January 20th. Well, you can see all their research on bees and ants and everything else biology related that you never knew that you wanted to know.
January 20th.
ENR2 building.
Thank you so much for coming to the radio station.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, of course.